Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that was close. I'm going to let this stand for itself as this kind of archival audio. I'm going to explain what the video looks like. It says BBC News breaking: Trump injured after apparent shooting at rally. Kind of heavier British newsman is off to the right talking to a very redheaded guy, probably in his 30s, who has a golf ball cap on, you know, where you can your hair pops up over it, and he's got a red Trump cap, and I don't know, his deal says something like Stick City, and you'll hear him talking about being at a nursery, and this is something else.
Someone who was here, you weren't inside the event, but you were just outside. Tell us what you saw.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, and watch the rain, listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle. You could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof, we can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You were not there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 or 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service. We were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful, because we don't even quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards, or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead, and that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You could see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
No, other than he was in muted colors, tan-type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. Yeah, I mean, if there is a rifle of some sort, I wouldn't know, you know. I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
Yeah, not but sure. But
it was a rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So, how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. All I'll tell you is, you know, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
Were you outside the security perimeter?
Yes, right there by that tree. We were outside the security perimeter. But my question is, there's only a few buildings around here. Why is Secret Service not on every building here?
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions, I think, that are going to come.
There's a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Yes, she was right in front of me. She kept going back and forth right in front of me. Yes.
Tell us about her.
I mean, nice horse, nice lady running with a flag. It seemed very, you know, patriotic.
But what's the significance of that?
No, he asked me if I saw a horse.
Okay. All right, listen, I'm sorry you had to witness that. That was a terrible thing. And you should stay safe with your family and
gotcha.
Check yourself out. Thanks for your
gotcha,
time.
Man.
All right, guys, just, you know, I'm going to call that fair use because this is such a public event. It was literally witnesses, and we need to capture these types of things. I don't know that I'll, you know, go into it. It looks like Trump's okay. He got nicked in the ear. It's bad, but that's the type of thing that gets buried, and where we have the time and the technology now to save these you know, these bits of witnesses as you know, a witness statement. So just wanted to capture that. I definitely you know, was tearing up a little bit. You know, thank God he was safe, but I think at least two others were killed and others were rushed to the hospital. So not a great day, except that at least the presidential candidate survived. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.